Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Cop, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have my dear friend, artist, Emily Farish. She is an artist, as I just said. She has a studio in Midtown Manhattan. I've seen her work, obviously, because we're dear friends. She's so creative with artwork, drawing. Do you do paintings as well?
No, just drawings.
Yeah, just they look like paintings.
They're floral drawings. I do drawings of flowers.
Yeah, they're beautiful, and she does. She goes to LA for her art show. She has them here in New York. She used to be, or not used to be, still does. She did murals in people's homes, didn't you as well?
In a past life, yeah.
In a past life. And she is so creative with clothing. She makes these amazing outfits. For instance, we went to with Tim Gunn, the Halloween costume.
It's at the public library. Every year they have a Halloween costume contest judged by Tim Gunn.
Yep.
And 2 years ago my husband and I won first place. Last year we won second, but we're coming back. We're gonna up the game. As Tim says, we gotta up our game, and we're gonna come back, and we're going for the win this year.
I loved going with you guys. What was it, 2 years ago?
Yes, it's a literary based Halloween costume contest.
Yep.
So I call it's basically Halloween for literary nerds. And and it's really fun. It's super fun.
I loved it. Everybody was so creative. Yet you were the most creative, because you and your husband, Chris, who was also my good friend,
yes,
won. And it was so fun to talk to Tim Gunn. And
yeah,
and he was kind of razzing you guys,
because
he met you from the year before. He's known you from years before. So we see. He knows you guys are coming back. So I wanted to go this year, but next year I'm definitely going with you guys again.
Yeah, you may have to be in it, because we actually need a lot of people for what I have planned for coming year. It'll be a group contest, a group costume. So, yeah.
And also the Easter Bonnet Parade on Easter Day, Easter morning is coming up. And
yeah,
you design costumes as well for you and Chris, which is super amazing. I already saw... our viewers.
Part of it. Yeah. Insider look. So last year was the first year I did it, and I just had a blast. So, because my studio is on 28th Street between 6th and 7th, I have there's all these wonderful craft stores on the street. Mm-hmm. So with, where I can buy feathers and anything I need for these elaborate bonnets. So as long as I have hot glue, I've got a bonnet. I'm just telling you.
Well, I love where you work too, is in the Flower District in Midtown Manhattan.
Yes.
And many of my followers on my social media watched the video I did with you that day where you gave us a tour of your studio in Midtown Manhattan. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
About the street?
The studio.
Well,
So
basically between 6th and 7th on 28th, it's where so many of the flower shops, the wholesale flower shops and the plant stores are, and then also craft stores, that anything you want to do for any kind of adding to your floral arrangement or anything you can imagine. So it's just an amazing street to have a studio.
It's incredible.
Because I draw flowers for a living, and that's what I've done for years and years and years. I'm inspired every single day. And the building I'm in is, one of the oldest public school buildings in New York City, which is really interesting. And it's four floors, and basically it's four floors of studios, mostly for some of the top florists in New York. And so I get to be around a lot of florists and creativity every day and just flowers galore. And it's great. And even like the studio next to me, it's my friend Cheryl, who does all the flowers for Saturday Night Live. So I kind of get a sneak peek of what's going to be on the show from like the day before, which is really kind of fun.
I love that. And thank you for giving me a tour of your studio and the building itself, because it was this maze of, it was just, in my mind, I was like, I'm in this beautiful old New York City building of mazes, yes, to studios and rooftops we stood on. And
yes,
it was just really cool. Old New
York.
It's
a really
feel.
Cool building.
I love
it. It's one of those buildings that you would walk by the door a million times and have no idea what was inside.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can definitely get lost for someone like me. If I was to try and find your studio,
there's no way.
I would have to call you. I need to be like, take a left, right,
yes,
go up these stairs, down these stairs, left, right.
It's a maze. Yeah. But yeah, for sure. But a maze of flowers. That's what's so great.
And your studio is so beautiful, how you have your drawings and everything.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to do a video too. Again, I think the day before, around Mother's Day weekend. Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll plan it.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I haven't even talked about what we're going to be talking about on the podcast today.
Which has nothing to do with flowers or Easter bonnets or anything like this.
Well, flowers could help freshen up what we're about to talk about.
That's true. Or a spray, a floral,
yes,
potpourri spray, perhaps.
Yeah, so we're talking about bathrooms in New York City, my friends, today. So we're going to start at Central Park at the top and work our way down. We know how important it is to find bathrooms. I live here and so does Emily. So what's important to us just living here is to know where the bathrooms are. You know, you're not in your car where you can pull over, you're on the subway, you're running, you're walking, you need to know where the bathrooms are. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. And as a runner, I'm an urban runner, so I love running all over the city. So I definitely need to know where all the bathrooms are.
Yeah,
too.
You got to run to the bathroom.
Got to run to the bathroom sometimes. True.
This is a potty cast, not a podcast, just to let you all know today, our potty cast we're doing. But yeah, so for me, as you all know, I do live videos around the city too and everything. And I'm in every nook and cranny of the city, and when you need a bathroom, you need to know where there are. And this is a huge city, so we're going to help you right now figure out where they are. So let's start, Emily, at the top of Central Park. That's at 110th Street. That's where Harlem starts. Central Park ends, and go ahead.
Well, I would say to me, basically you're kind of talking about starting at the top of Central Park, let's say, because that's where I tend to be a lot because I run in the park a lot.
Right.
And I would say at the very top of the park for me, it's going to be the conservatory. I mean, the bathrooms there.
Conservatory gardens.
Gardens.
Yep,
and
awesome.
So, and it is because it is there are certain bathrooms I find in New York that I call destination bathrooms.
Yes.
There are bathrooms. Yes. And then there are bathrooms that I actually am like, oh, too bad I have to go to the bathroom and I have to go visit this park now.
Right.
And this is one of them.
Yep.
So I actually enjoy using the restroom there because I get to run through this beautiful, beautiful space full of flowers, especially in the summer. I'm talking like little ponds with statuettes, with birds taking bird baths kind of park.
Stunning.
I mean, it is beautiful.
It is. It's actually three gardens, too. It's an English, French, and Italian, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
And they're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah, so at the conservatory gardens at 104th Street is the gate that takes you into the gardens if you enter on Fifth Avenue. And that's also the gate. Do you know what gate that is?
Yes, from the old Vanderbilt house.
It is.
Right next to where the plaza is now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the Vanderbilt house was exactly where the plaza, Bergdorf's area.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the gate from the Vanderbilt mansion and put it at 104th Street as the opening to Central Park Conservatory Gardens, which I think is fantastic.
Yes.
So I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Just a little bit above that, right at 110th, is this house that sits on a little pond, which is mm-hmm. called the Harlem Mirror, M-E-E-R, mm-hmm. Harlem Mirror. It's a little pond. That's called the Dana Center. There's bathrooms right there.
Got it.
So that's very helpful. Also, they're opening Lasker Rink or whatever. It's been under construction for a couple years now. Right there, kind of, you know, near just the big, it's going to be a big swimming pool, big ice skating rink. And I'm pretty sure they'll have bathrooms. But side note, I don't know if the bathrooms at the conservatory gardens are open right now because they're doing a lot of construction on all the gardens. And I walked through there to do a live video. I couldn't even get into any of the gardens. It was
so I'm hoping for summer. I'm hoping it looks like it will be open for summer.
Perfect. So let's move down. So we're at 104th Street on the upper east side on Fifth Avenue. And then
I mean, basically mine up there, I just kind of go to park bathrooms, right? Yes. So if I'm up there somewhere, that's just my stomping ground in that area. Yes, there is one small bathroom. Oh, I don't remember the street, but it's like between that and the Met, there is like another bathroom. It's like near a children's park. Where is that?
Oh, it's right on Fifth Avenue, basically.
It's right off the Fifth.
You actually showed me that one.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly which street it's off, but it's good, but it's one bathroom, like that's it. And so sometimes if there's a lot of kids there, there could be a little line.
Yeah,
so I tend to not go to that one.
Yeah.
But there is another, if you keep going down Fifth, actually just outside of the park, there is right before you get to the Met, there's another children's park. And the entrance is off of Fifth.
Mm-hmm.
There is up in the little, you go through the little gate to the children's park. There is a men and women's bathroom.
I think that's the one you showed me that
maybe
day.
That's the that's one. It. Yeah. So there's two or three stalls for the women, two or three stalls. And so that one is really nice because
so it's the same side of the street as the Met. And it's across the street of the viaduct. Or the,
yes. On the side of the Met. Exactly.
There's
a
crossway road through the park right there. I think it's 85th. Something like that.
I think it's 85th, 86th.
That's a good one.
So that's a really nice one. In a beautiful, another beautiful gate. The gate to that park is just gorgeous. And it's got little animals on it. It's really cute. Yeah. But I would say if I'm up in the area too, the Met is the best place to go.
You just taught me this one earlier.
So here's the secret. I almost don't even want to give this away, but I will. There's a few I'm going to reveal my secrets to you guys. Like, so if you're looking at the Met from the street, right? And there's, you know, the big doors to the left, to your left, if you're looking at the Met, there is the small door to the side that says members only in groups. And it's small. So you have to look for it. Anybody can go in there. You don't have to be a member or part of
That's
a group.
Such good info.
They probably don't want me telling you this, but, and then you just walk through, there is a little metal detector you walk through, but unless, you know, they may, if you have a purse or something, they'll look in it. But if you keep just going straight back, there are wonderful bathrooms in there. You don't need a ticket unless you go upstairs.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Yes. And so, and that is where members can come in if you have a members only, you know, card or whatever, but anyone can go in there, and it's a great place, especially if you have small children too. Because that's where a lot of kids are. The groups are coming in and out, and they have multiple. I think there's probably at least 10 stalls in the bathroom. It's very nice and clean. And it's also sometimes in the summer, it's nice because it's air conditioned. Yeah, and in the winter, it's heated.
When
so
you took me to the Met, I used it. I'm like, this is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's also the museum. There's like a little gift shop right there too. If, you know, kids want to hang around for a minute or something, if you just need a little break from being at the park or being outside.
Is that where you got me my favorite shirt?
That is where I got you your favorite shirt. I did. And it was probably on a potty break.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Emily,
I thought of you when I was going to the restroom at the Met one day.
That's so sweet. Emily got me this t-shirt for my birthday, and I wore it every day. I still do.
It says the Met, by the way.
Yeah, it says the Met on it. It's a great t-shirt, but I love it. It fits great. And Emily's so tired of me wearing it, I'm sure. But I love that shirt, so thank you. Okay, so another bathroom too. Mm-hmm. So behind the Met, in a sense, is the Reservoir, just a little bit above the Met. So if you walk up, if you walk now north or uptown, I should say, past the Met, you see the Reservoir. Above the Reservoir on the north side, on the Harlem side, are restrooms. There's like tennis courts right there.
Yep.
And there's restrooms right there, which are okay.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're totally fine.
They do the job.
They do the job. They're never smelly and the latches work. So that's one thing in the park you have to look for. It's hard sometimes in the park. Sometimes the latches don't work and the doors are just swinging or in and out. So, so that one's always maintained pretty well.
Yep. You can actually see it if you're walking around the Reservoir, which is a mile around the Reservoir.
Yes.
But the north end, the north side of the Reservoir, you can see it. There's a beautiful bridge. I forget the name. I think it's
newly renovated.
I think it's called Bridge Number 17. I'm not sure. Because most of them have names.
I don't know what number it is. You mean right next to the tennis courts?
It's pretty next to the tennis courts. And there's a really pretty bridge, like a like a Gothic style bridge, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and they just redid it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just walked by it. It's so beautiful. But anyway, yeah. So what's your next one?
Well, if we want to just also talk about the, you know, Central Park, yeah, since we're there.
Yeah, we got a bunch in the park. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot in the park. I would say there is one. So there's one that's kind of off the beaten path, which is at the top of the Ramble. And it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of hard to find unless you're rambling through the Ramble and you get to sort of the top of the Ramble. You can find this one. But the reason I like this one is in the winter, I spend a lot of time in the Ramble in the winter because they have the bird feeders out, and I love to come watch the birds. So I stand there and look at birds and I get really cold. And so sometimes I just, even if I don't really have to go, I'll just go. It's not far from the bird feeders because they have the heat blasting in this one. I don't know why.
But where is it
in the winter? It's like a furnace and it feels amazing.
I don't know this one. Where?
Yeah. So
it's,
it looks almost like it's at like a holding place for construction stuff. Like there's some construction stuff.
Where it is. Yeah.
It's a brick building, or stone building, and it's kind of tucked back in there. So you have to kind of know where it is. But if you find it, it's a gem. Because that one in the winter is so nice and warm.
I've never even seen that one or know about that
yeah.
one. I can't believe you taught me one. I thought I knew Central Park like the back of my
Yes, I will.
Hand.
We'll go to the Ramble. We'll go look at birds.
Yeah.
And that'll take you to the, I call it, it's like a heater. It's like you walk in, get
That's
warm.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's close to, you know, the Christmas tree they have every year. Of the pets, the
yes.
memorial, which
so
is
it's up in that area.
That's what I was
so
picturing.
It's way up in the top. Yeah.
Real quick, the name of that beautiful bridge is Bridge Number 28, up the reservoir.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. thank you for that.
That's a good one. So I'm thinking too, as we move further down now, as we're walking over Bow Bridge and into the Bethesda Fountain Terrace right there, as you walk through the arcade with the arches, halfway up the steps, as you walk toward the mall. Right past the fountain, up the steps, is restrooms.
Yes.
Now, to your left is the women's. If you're walking up the step, to your right is the men's. Those are bathrooms. Those are not my favorite. I'm going to tell you right now.
What I have to say about those
trick is
there are mini stalls.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And they have these tiny stalls with these tiny doors.
Your head's like poking over.
Your head's poking over. It's kind of bizarre. But when, you know, it does the job. What can I say? It does the job.
That's funny because people from other countries have educated me how their stalls are almost floor to ceiling and you have your own privacy.
Yeah.
And here we're used to, you know, kind of the openings at the top of the bottom of the stalls.
And the gaps,
you know. But this one to me makes me uncomfortable.
This one is kind of goofy.
Yeah.
It's goofy.
So I actually don't use those hardly ever because... Very close to it, as you can see right there in the lake, if you just backtrack and take a right at the fountain, there is the boathouse. And so the boathouse has the restrooms, the park restrooms right outside, which are cold. So I never use those, you know, or warm, whatever. But you can just walk into the bar area right there where the canopy is that says boathouse. Right inside the bar area to your right is the men's and women's, and they're nice and clean and warm or cold
yes.
if it's summer.
And further down a little bit more, even Tavern on the Green mm-hmm. has really great public bathrooms too.
Those are some of my favorite.
They're nice. So
I always recommend Tavern on the Green too in Central Park, which is right there on the Central Park West side. And that's at 67th. And right there, outside bathrooms again. But
yeah.
go inside. But all you have to do, this is what I tell people to do, just walk in and people say, hey, the host will say, how many people? And you say, oh, we're going to walk to the bar area. And then you just walk past the bar and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Because the bathrooms are beautiful too.
Yeah.
They're really, really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Central Park too more as, oh, so if you continue past the boathouse, we'll say from the Bethesda Fountain and then go to the Conservatory Waters where the Stuart Little sailboats are and where that was filmed
yep.
and everything. There are public restrooms right there too at the La Pan quote,
there
city,
are.
City or something. That's where we had Chris's birthday.
It is.
Yeah. But,
I would say, especially when it's busy in the summer,
yeah.
I would avoid those.
Oh, well, the women's is always packed.
The women's is packed and it's, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're just going to say, They're fine in the winter, but I would say in the summer they get a little scrappy.
Okay.
So yeah.
Again, perfect then.
Yes.
Boathouse and you're in Central Park. If you can make it to the boathouse and to
exactly, you have multiple
around the green
choices good. At that point.
Okay. So also on your way to Tavern on the Green from the Bethesda Fountain to your right by Sheep Meadow is La Pan. I can never say it right. La Pan Quotidien. I never say it right.
Yeah.
And there's men's and restrooms there too.
Yeah.
Again, not the best.
Yeah.
I mean, the men's is wide open and people can just see you standing there or whatever, you know. So, but anyway, you need a bathroom.
Yeah.
Quickly, that's where you can go. So let's. Now, what do you have in Central Park still?
Well, in Central Park, so I would say two more, one on the west, one on the east. So on the west side, there's one right at basically at that first entrance as you're coming off of Columbus Circle right into the park. There's bathroom right there. And I've used that one every day pretty much.
So like, right when you walk in.
Right when you walk in, it's on your left.
On the street almost, but down.
Mm-hmm. Just walk right in and there's, yeah.
I've never used that one, but I always pass it and I thought.
It's actually pretty decent.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's pretty decent. And what I would say, if you're coming in on the east side, far east side, there's no bathroom. There's not one. Okay. I would say there is during the week at the zoo.
Right.
But not on the weekend.
Right. Central Park.
However, I have talked to the guard into letting me use the bathroom on the weekend. If you're really nice and you act kind of desperate, then maybe you might get lucky. But I would say at that point, on both sides, there's so many places right there outside the park.
Here's the plethora of bathrooms we're going to bring up to you right now.
Yes.
So that being said, the Central Park Zoo, you can't use that bathroom. You're right there at the corner of 5th Avenue and 59th. And there's the Plaza Hotel.
Destination bathroom.
Yep. Here we go.
Okay. Here's another one where I'm like, gosh, darn it. I have to pee.
Real quick about the Plaza Hotel. Yeah. You got to be sneaky. So you go in. And you look at the flowers right in front.
That is true.
And then you walk through past the flowers to where what's that called? Where the people have tea.
Yeah.
The palm room.
The palm,
yep. And then to your left you go. And then the hallway kind of wraps to your right. You'll see double doors.
Yes.
You walk in. That's where the guests are staying. So you go and then actually it's where all the $10,000 jewelry pieces
are. Yeah, it was like the shops and stuff like that. Yeah.
So you see all the jewelry. Well, then you just walk past where you check in.
Yeah.
And then you see stairs that go up. There's like a little, you'll see like a dining room area. And then to your left, you'll see these stairs that go up to like a terrace kind of. And there's bathrooms back there. So just act like you're staying there.
Act like you're staying there. And, or you can go catty corner across the street to Bergdorf's.
Yes.
Darn, I have to go to the bathroom. I guess I have to go to Bergdorf's.
Yeah.
This is my thought every time I'm in this area. But you don't take the elevator. I think it's on the ninth floor or something. You have to take the escalator so that you can see every floor and what is being shown. It's like, this is what
beautiful.
I do. If you don't have to desperately go, it's a really fun bathroom to get to. Just ride it up all the way to the top. It's through across from where the restaurant is at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful bathroom. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's elegant. It's gorgeous. And then you can just take the escalator all the way back down and then check out everything else again, all the clothes all the nice fashions. And it's just a fabulous, glamorous place to pee.
Thanks to you, through Chris, your husband. I know about it now because Chris just took me there recently.
He took you there.
It was amazing. I'm like, oh, this is such a great, find. But directly across from Plaza Hotel, real quick, is the Apple Store. Go downstairs.
Or the Apple Store.
Right there. Too.
Exactly.
Right there at the corner of Central Park, too. But Bergdorf's is just the same side of the street at Fifth Avenue as the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
Because I think there's one across the street, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a great one. That's one of my new favorites.
Another destination bathroom.
Yeah. So, the other side of Central Park, where Columbus Circle is, they have the Columbus Circle shops and they have Whole Foods and all that. So right when you walk in, there's Whole Foods downstairs and you can just use the restroom there. Or in the Columbus Circle shops on the second floor, they have them on a couple of places on the second floor. Those are really nice too.
Yeah, those are nice.
So you got some good options. Like Emily mentioned earlier, right when you get out of the park, then they start opening up more with, bathrooms to find.
Yes. And I would say also like when you're out and about for hours at a time, again, bathrooms that are air conditioned or heated are really, it's a nice break from the weather, at least in the summer and the winter.
That's why I use the Tabernacle Green and Boathouse. I think those are the only restrooms that generally only use in Central Park.
Yeah.
You know, but I know we have emergencies, which ends the point of this potty.
And the Met. And now you know the Met.
The Met. Great.
You can jump into the Met anytime. So
thankful you told me about that.
Yeah.
So let's move downtown more. Start moving down. You want to go down Fifth Avenue, or can you think of any more as we go?
I would say, you know, you can also just moving down all the big department stores like Saks and Bloomingdale's.
Saks has beautiful bathrooms.
Very accessible to any of those. And Tiffany's has a beautiful bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that one.
It's another like experience bathroom. You go just for the experience.
What's the one that looks like the luggage that moved across the street? Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
I would assume they have bathrooms in there.
I haven't been in, but I would assume.
I would assume.
I don't know. Yeah. Like Tom Ford, most of the stores have them.
Banana Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Right before you get to Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
Walk down Fifth Avenue. Banana Republic has bathrooms downstairs.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
easy too. So we talked about this, I think, before, Emily, but what about St. Patrick's Cathedral? I've heard rumors they have bathrooms, but I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I've heard that they do.
I haven't used one there just
because
I haven't needed one there. But yeah, I would just totally assume that they would.
I think so, too. Here's another trick, too. If you Google urban markets, there's a couple urban markets on the east side, too, which I've used, which are really nice. So now we're down in the Rockefeller Center area. And I'm going to hop on 50th Street, which is in between Rockefeller Center and Radio City Music Hall. I'm going to head west. So in between 6th Avenue and 7th Avenue is a food court called Urban Hawker.
Mm-hmm.
And they have restrooms in there. You just go downstairs. Super easy. So if you're right, I mean, you can see Radio City Music Hall when you come out of the Urban Hawker. I think you need a code, but it's so busy, someone will, you know, you just...
Well, walk out and you walk
in. Exactly,
yeah,
no
that happens a lot.
And then also, if you just go up, that's right there where 6th and a half Avenue starts. It's this little avenue in the middle of Manhattan. Have you heard of 6th and a half Avenue?
Yes, and that's, I was going to say, it's on 6th and a half, which is also great if you're really hot or cold, because you can go through buildings and get a blast of air conditioning or a blast of heat, and then continue your way through Urban Hawk.
Well, there's another food court just two blocks up. I think it's at 52nd. You can't miss it. You'll walk and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you'll see a Seymour seafood restaurant right in the window. Restrooms there. I sit there and have a hot tea once in a while. And there's restrooms there. So there are restrooms in a lot of spaces. On 52nd as well. And on 52nd in Broadway.
Yes.
Is, I mention this all the time on all my live videos, is the M Social Hotel. It has one of the most beautiful terraces looking into Times Square too. But I always tell people to go to the terrace and use the bathroom if you need a bathroom, because you just go in. There's two elevators. You hit the top button. No big deal. Right there at 52nd and Broadway at the M Social Hotel. And then when the door is open, you see the front desk. You walk past it. There's the restrooms. But then you'll see the bar area, the restaurant, and the terrace looking into Times Square. And it's insanely incredible.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, that's one of my I do live videos there every week. And I usually end there because I'm like, I'm going to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't tell people this, you know, that's where I start, because I went there to use the bathroom. And now you guys know my secret.
Exactly. I know, like I have found some really amazing spaces just by wondering where's the bathroom near here and coming up to one.
Yeah.
So I would say moving down Manhattan. So I think this is a good time to talk a little for just a moment about the Broadway theaters.
I love it. Yep.
Because my mother visited over Christmas this year, and I took her to a couple of Broadway shows. What I did not take into account is so she can walk, she's walking around, she's fine, but I didn't realize until we were jumping around New York that she has a little bit of a hard time with stairs. So, you know, three or four stairs, she's fine, even five or six, but getting up to even 10, she starts having knee pain. And so and what I didn't realize is a couple of theaters we went to had no elevators, and the only bathrooms were like 20 stairs down below the orchestra. And we were up sitting in like the mezzanine. So that's even more stairs. It was very tedious. And one show we almost didn't even stay because it was just too many stairs. And so that's something that I kind of just started looking at again, so that if next time she comes to visit, that I make sure we go see shows that are, that have more accessible stairs. We went to one that was great. One of what was horrible for her in that way. And I'll just say basically, like, for instance, I would say like the Schubert Theater, which where Hell's Kitchen is being played now. You know, it's a great show. It's a great theater. The only problem is that there's no wheelchair accessible bathroom. In fact, if you need the restroom and you are in a wheelchair, they actually tell you to go across the street to a restaurant, which I think that's just like not accommodating at all for someone who needs that. And that the only bathrooms are in, like, it's like 20 steps down to the ground floor underneath the orchestra. And then when you get down there, it's just a cluster of people. It's just, and with me with claustrophobia, I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm going to hold it.
Yeah.
I'm not going down in there with all those people. And so that's just something to look at. And most of the, you know, websites will tell you whether it's accessible or not. So it's just a good thing to look at and keep in mind if you're with somebody that needs any kind of assistance whatsoever. So I would say that, let's see, where did we go? We went to the St. James Theater.
Oh, nice.
Great. Mm-hmm. That was great. But they don't have elevators or escalators either. So you do have to just, but there are stalls on the orchestra level. So that's what you're kind of looking for, is like, do they have bathrooms on the orchestra level? They also have wheelchair accessible bathrooms. So that's great. I would say the best place, moving down a little further from Broadway, that we went though was Radio City Music Hall. Completely accessible, elevators to every floor. Every floor had bathrooms. That was not a problem. There were no lines. Like, and we went to see the Rockettes. So
nice.
I didn't know what to expect. And it was a packed theater. And so that was actually a great experience.
You know what, to piggyback on that? I love that, because I love Radio City Music Hall too.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, right there is Rockefeller Center. They have bathrooms downstairs underneath the ice skating rink, in a sense.
Yes.
So I forgot to mention that.
Yes.
And so it's kind of amazing.
They're kind of hard to find, though. So you have to just keep asking somebody.
Just keep
Where's
asking,
the bathroom? Where's the
know?
Bathroom?
Just put your, like, right where they put the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Just walk in those 30
It's basically
rock.
Under the Christmas tree. It's like right there.
There's escalators that'll take you down. Walk in the front and then ask the people at the front desk at 30 Rock, where's the bathrooms? And there's a food court. It's a huge maze. And
it's a huge maze.
And you'll find it, but I know where it is now, but it took me a few years to.
It did. Like, I know. You keep thinking, you keep walking and walking and walking. You're just like, where is this? And then it's like, oh, especially if you come in on 6.
Yeah.
It's just all the way.
It's a whole underground world.
Whole underground world.
It's funny. For me to give, I have some ideas too, before the theater and after theater. And we do our Christmas tours. We pick people on the buses right there too, in that area, up right there in that area. So Junior's restaurant right there on 45th between Broadway and 8th. You can't really use the restroom if you're not eating there. Wink, wink. But you just walk in and say you're going to the bar area and just walk past the bar area straight back at Junior's, and there's restrooms back there.
Yeah, or just don't drink coffee before you go.
And also there's the Marriott Marquis across the street from Junior's on 45th, which is like an electronic elevator, so to speak. I know that sounded old, like an old man when I just said, but it's like a keyboard. You don't just press a button, like two little buttons, and it tells you like elevator A through J or something. There's like a ton of elevators, and then it tells you what elevator to get on. Go to the 8th floor where the lobby is, and they have really nice restrooms and restaurants up there, so it's really cool. That's a beautiful hotel to go to the bathroom. And then the Ryu Hotel, Ryu Hotel, right there at 47th, I think, and 8th Avenue. If you just go inside, walk past the host stand, go downstairs, there's restrooms there too.
Yeah.
But I think Marriott Marquis is amazing. You just have to figure out how to use the elevator, because it's a keyboard on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just someone will be in there and they can help you too. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you got to find your letter elevator too. It's a lot, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else about the theater? I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you didn't at all. I would say also I have a little note here about the Radio City. They're beautiful. Radio City Music Hall. The restrooms, the women's restroom, the lounge is really fun and tiles, and it's wonderful. So I recommend that one.
Another destination one. Yeah. Just space in general, that building, and it's just classic New York. It's so stunning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on down.
Yeah. So, and also another bathroom I forgot to mention in Midtown is the American Girl store. If you have kids.
I don't even know where that is. Where is the American store?
What street is it on? But I just remember going, my husband, we have a new granddaughter. So we went into the American Girl store to see what we were about to get into.
Yeah.
and we did use the restroom there, and that was easy. And so I would say also, if you have kids, that's a good
where
one.
Is it?
I don't remember. I have to Google that again. Google I just remember being up in that
area. Rockefeller Center area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to know. So I can help people with that one too. Also, real quick, just at 53rd between Lex and 3rd Avenue, between Lexington and 3rd, a little bit on the Upper East Side, if you're in that area, They have what's called the Hugh, H-U-G-H. It is one of the nicest food courts I've ever seen.
Really?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you go to see the murals, I send people to see the fireman mural that my friend Matthew McDermott took the photo of and Eduardo Cobra painted on. You know, right there.
Yeah.
So when I'm walking to the murals and there's, I send people to those beautiful waterfalls, Those two waterfalls in Midtown Manhattan. So right there, that's a good place to eat and use the restroom. It's called the Hugh at 53rd Street between Lexington and 3rd Avenue, H-U-G-H.
And something super unrelated, I will say that Smith and Walensky is right there as well.
Oh, it is.
And yeah. Chris and I have also, we have rated the carrot cake in New York, and they have the number one carrot cake.
Oh, well, let's go.
Right there. Let's go.
Oh, you and Chris
it is
go.
Literally to die for.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay, so let's keep on moving down.
Yep.
So I'm moving down. Where do you want to go? Tell me where you want to go.
Well, let's see. Why don't we go more into sort of Chelsea-ish area, Flatiron, kind of down into
that
area.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
So I would say Flatiron, you know, most parks do have Bryant Park bathroom. So
Bryant Park has, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
Bryant Park. Go ahead. Yes. Keep going.
And then just keep moving down. I'm kind of on a parks roll.
Oh, I
Madison
gotcha.
Square Park yeah. does not have a bathroom. And I think that they should. I think we need to start a petition. We need a bathroom at Madison Square Park.
Yeah, we do.
It's so central right there. And it's like, and the only, at least for me, the only great part.
Decent
bathroom is Eataly.
Correct.
But in the summer, Eataly can't, it's way in the back. It's mobbed with people like trying to get through there to get to the bathroom. And it's not one of my favorite.
Yeah,
bathrooms.
I use those too. They're not my favorite.
They're not
either.
My favorite either.
I
little
love the Bryant Park bathroom. I think it's really nice. I feel
the
bad
Bryant Park
the men's
bathroom.
Is super quick. I always see the line for the women. I always feel bad.
And around there at the public library.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go into the public library and they have bathrooms in there
too. They do. They're really nice. And then really across the street from the public library is the Stavros Niarchos Library. Yep. And then they have them on a few, right when you walk in there too, just go up to the second floor or third floor and there's restrooms there too.
Yes. Yes.
So that has a cool rooftop too. So they're both New York public libraries.
Yeah.
So you see the regular New York public library and then with the red banners across the street, that's Stavros Niarchos.
Yep.
But also just a couple blocks down is Grand Central Terminal.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Restrooms right there too.
Hard to find though. Not good signage. I remember searching, and it was a maze. And then it's like, there's no bathroom signs. And I keep asking people, where's the bathroom? It's a little difficult. I found to find the restroom. In there.
Well, if you're on the main floor that everybody loves to see with the old clock and everything and the beautiful, it's underneath you. So at each end of that room, that huge room, you'll see stairs going downstairs, but then you got to find them downstairs.
Then you got to find, I get so turned around in there too for some reason.
It's all, like, you know, I just come up,
I'm like, which way did I come in here? Like,
it is. That's just years of doing live videos there. That's the only reason.
Absolutely.
I know. But yeah, the bathrooms there are huge and they are nasty. I'm sorry, Grand Central Terminal, but
clean it up.
Clean it up. I mean, they're huge, and you know, you get the job done, but it is not. It's
there are restrooms in New York that are destinations, and those that are just functional.
Yes, just yes.
It's a
just
it's
a necessity.
Just it's just a flush. That's it. I would say okay. So if we're moving down, why don't we go down the High Line?
Oh, yes. High Line's great.
Because we're going to start at about, you know, 30-ish. right? Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, exactly. 30th.
I think 30th actually has a Highline bathroom on 30th. On that, I think there's stairs. That's what they. That's what it said. But I usually just go in at 28th. So I don't know that. But
oh, I
yeah,
see what you're
on
saying.
30th there is a restroom on the Highline.
Actually, I got a cluster right there.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of start at 34th Penn Station areas. What do you think about that? So mm-hmm. Penn Station, the old Penn Station has bathrooms there on 8th Avenue, but the new Moynihan Train Hall has a food court, which I have one of my favorite food courts in the city, right there at 33rd and 8th Avenue. And then that has restrooms there in the food court area and just a couple restrooms in that building itself. It's a new building because it's Moynihan Train Hall. Are renovated, so it's beautiful, really nice bathrooms. But in the food hall there, one of my favorite food halls, they have a restroom. And then you can walk to Hudson Yards, and they have restrooms in mm-hmm. Hudson Yards.
Yes, yeah, of course. Another big shopping experience.
And, yeah, they have a few bathrooms, mm-hmm. which before you get on your long walk.
Your long Highline.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Although, there are plenty of restrooms along the Highline. So it doesn't seem like it when you're walking, but there are. So you don't have to prepare too much.
What are they? I don't even know.
Okay, so there's one at 30th. There's one at, what's the street that starts with G?
Oh, Ganzevoort.
Ganzevoort. There's one at Ganzevoort Street. There's one at 16th. And I believe they are all accessible bathrooms too. And I believe they are at areas that have elevators. So don't mark me on that incompletely, but I believe that all those also have elevators. So
what are they again? Tell me again. They are?
Gavinsport.
Yeah.
16th and 30th. So they are along the Highline on the Highline.
I don't know the 30th. Mm-hmm. I don't know the Gansevoort one.
Yeah. And I, because I live close to I don't usually use them. So this is, I remember seeing, I see the sign for it. I've never used them, so I can't give you but if you also, as soon as you jump off the Highline, it's really easy to get to Little Island. Has fun and bathrooms. That's a good one for kids. It's really fun. It's cool. It's like you're in a cave. Like it's made really like cool. You're in a cave. It's kind of cool. I would see that. And then of course, Chelsea Market, but Chelsea Market bathrooms are hard to get to.
Yep.
And it's a pain to get to them. So unless you really got to go when you're standing in front of that market, I'd say find another one. Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. It's packed.
It's packed. You got to walk all the way down. I mean, you can come in at the Artists and Fleas entrance, but even then you still have to come up the hallway, then down the stairs, then down the hallway. It's just kind of like you're in a little claustrophobic.
I have a solution.
What?
Across the street, across, what is that? The West Side Highway.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see an entrance to Pier 17, mm-hmm. which is an extension, actually, of Chelsea Market. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
And they have a food court in there. It's kind of expensive. But they have restrooms in the food court.
Yes.
And then continue further past the food court, and there's a huge freight elevator that takes you to the top of Pier 17, which overlooks Little Island, which is stunning.
Yeah.
However, on the top floor of this rooftop, or the rooftop, I should say, there's bathrooms at the far end on the street side. Not the Hudson River side, but on this, West Side Highway side, there's restrooms. Nice. I never knew about them until just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so that area, there's a lot of choices in that area, which is great. And then further down the Hudson River Park, there's a couple of bathrooms just right there. So, and they're always pretty big, pretty nice. So, yeah, if you want to just do the Hudson River, there's plenty of places to. Every 15 minutes, there's a bathroom on the Hudson River Park. That's what I would say.
Yes. I never use those. I don't know. I mean,
I run that way a lot. So that's how I know about them. But there's plenty, 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 plenty.
Okay. So Riverside Park is awesome. What other bathrooms do you know in that, kind of lower Manhattan in a sense?
And that one, I would say, I would come back up a little to Washington Square Park.
Nice.
Great bathroom. There's never really much of a line for women, even though it's a really busy park. It's fast moving for some reason. I don't know why it just goes fast.
Yeah. So
that one's super accessible. And it's kind of like where it's my pit stop if I'm going to keep running down through Soho. And that's my big pit stop is Washington Square Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good to know.
It's just easy.
I don't think I've ever really used that one, but I know where they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's by the dog park. You look at the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get out of the bathroom,
black and white.
Cute. Little doggies.
Yeah, I know where it is. I just, there's like a Fresh Direct or whatever it's called, those little salad places. So I kind of run there a lot to use the bathroom.
Okay, so there is a secret one.
Where?
Close to that. If you're on 5th, and I would say it's about maybe 5-6 blocks up from Washington Square Park, on 5th, up towards Midtown, there is an old mansion. And it's if you're leaving Washington Square Park, walking back up Fifth, it's going to be on your right. It's called the Salomon Gundy Club.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's an art club that was established sometime in the 1800s. I don't remember exactly when. And it's in the afternoons from like 1 to maybe 5, pretty much every day of the week. I'm sure they're closed one day, but I don't know what. It's an art club, and they have, there's big doors. You walk in. Anyone can just walk in. You may or may not be greeted by anybody. It's a little daunting, but it's totally fine. You walk in. This place has not been touched, I think, since like 1850. And it was an old art club of Manhattan. And there are paintings all over the walls. You can wander around, go up the stairs. There is this library that's amazing, literally hasn't been touched in like 150 years, I swear. And there is a bathroom there, and it's no fee. You can just walk in, nod to the person sitting there reading a book. Hey, how's it going? Why? It, like I said, you feel a little bit like an intruder because it's bizarre. There's like, how is this okay that I'm in here? Totally fine. And they have a nice bathroom on the second floor, but also just an amazing experience to go in and just check this place out.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll take you there sometime. I'll take you. And you're
going to
be like, I can't believe this. I didn't know this was here. Just to use the restroom. But also, they have these beautiful fireplaces, like this beautiful Delft fireplace on the second. Anyway, the whole place is like walking into a time warp. And it's amazing. I know.
Wow.
I know.
Teaching me all these new spots.
So I'll take you there. But that's
right
they
now?
Also not right the second. But they also it's heated and it's air conditioned,
yeah, that's
which is also big for me.
Yeah.
But
no, I agree.
That is yeah. So anyway, that's a secret one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh, Emily, you've taught me about so many bathrooms I didn't know. And we've have so many more to do.
I know.
So we have to do a second episode.
I think we have to. Because there's a lot,
yeah.
There's a lot more.
It's such an important subject. And
you even want to do Brooklyn. So I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to do a second episode.
Let's do a second episode.
This is awesome. I'm
okay.
So glad we're doing this. Well, thanks, Emily. This was really fun. And
it's
we're going
really
to do
fun.
Episode number 2 soon in the next few weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yay.
Okay.
Thanks, Emily. So thank you, Emily. And I just want to say it was such an honor to have you on the show. You're such a great friend. You've been such a great friend, you and your husband, Chris, over the years. So I appreciate that, taking me into your family. And thank you for just, it means a lot to me that you joined the show today and helped us with bathroom tips. Once again, everyone, I am your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp across all my social media. Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers podcast. And you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers podcast. You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Courtney7654, Deborah Menzies, and Lee McGarrett for your kind words on the last episode. Also, Kevin and Carol Ann Wildley, I want to let you guys know I've done a couple tours with them. I have known them for years. They listen to the podcast. They are dear friends of mine. I love them. They're amazing. So thank you, Carol Ann and Kevin. But if you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify. And also, I want to thank Paulina Hanley, Thierry Tavernier. Thierry, I hope I'm saying your name right, my friend. I always talk to you on my social media, so I hope so. And Vicky as well, Vicky Worley Lee. And I'm going to see you soon, Vicky. We're going to go see Hugh Jackman, I think, at Radio City Music Hall. And thanks for your comments, everyone, on the podcast. and on social media. Have a lovely day, and we will see you next time.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.